Generational trauma stops with your mama. Girl, wanna work it, lady? Yeah, that's how you work it, lady. It's never no, or maybe this is how you get it, baby. I'm
excited to talk about this book. It's one that I like, and it's in my little library. And the name of the book is Healthy Kids, Happy Moms. I like this book because it is, you know, you learn something about yourself and you're also helping your kids at the same time. So it's like a two for one. You know, we don't have a lot of time. So when you can get two things in one book, hey, go for it. So again, it's Healthy Kids, Happy Moms, and it really is like a seven-step kind of process to heal and prevent common childhood illnesses. It is by Dr. Sheila Kilbane, MD, okay? And I have enjoyed this book. Now, I got mine at Ollie's. I love Ollie's. I'm sure a lot of us do. You can go up in there and see what good affordable things you can find. They've got like mom books and kids books and all the things. So I like to randomly stroll up in Ollie's whenever I have the opportunity and see what they got. Okay. But yes, I did enjoy this book. Now, I did not read this book from cover to cover. I just do not have the time. I do see that it's available on an audiobook. I should probably make the time to do that. I have not made the time to read it cover to cover, but I have read a couple of chapters, the ones that are kind of things that I wanted to key in on. I did read those chapters. So all in all, I probably read like four chapters. And it's kind of, it's not even like, you know, big long chapters, and it's not a huge book. So if you love reading a lot and you, you know, can get through a book in a few days, you know, this book definitely won't be a problem for you. I'm going to talk about the features of the book first, and then I'm going to get into the content, and then I'm going to share a couple of things I specifically enjoyed. So what I like about this book is that, first of all, it is from a pediatrician. Dr. Kilbane is a pediatrician. She also is on panels for some of the other popular like kids and mom health, organizations that you follow. Some of the, you know, almost like, how should I say it? Like, all the mom life things you see on Instagram, you know, and different women-led companies that, you know, the women are moms and they're professionals in the field, and they kind of either have a podcast or they've written a book together. So she's a member of a couple of things like that, which is very nice. And I feel like her, you know, she does have, you know, several years in the field of pediatrics. Not every book we read has to be from, you know, an official, you know, service provider or whatever, but it is, you know, important to make sure that we are, a lot of the times at least, engaging with people, especially on the topic of nutrition and general health, that we are engaging with people who are, you know, credentialed in the field. They have that MD, they have, you know, whatever it is that puts them on to be a professional. So I like this book because this is a pediatrician talking about kids. This isn't a chiropractor talking about kids. This isn't a, you know, I don't know, the dermatologist talking about kids' nutrition. You know what I mean? So it's you know, following, you know, the path that it should. She's a pediatrician. She's able to share with us, you know, some of the things that she sees and, you know, plus her educational background. So again, I do read other books that, hey, maybe just one of those people that kind of knows what they know. Wrote a book, I will read those too. But, you know, hey, it's also really good to read some books by, you know, credentialed professionals in the field. So, all right, let me talk to you some more about the features of the book. What I love about this book is when I first picked it up when I was in the store, I was like, ooh, I love this book because it's not just reading a bunch of text. Every like few pages, there is at least, you know, a difference of color between, you know, the wordings on the page, you know, and a different group of wordings, you know, so it's very colorful throughout. A lot of the pages actually have some really good graphics. There are tons of graphics in this book and visuals, which you don't always get from a book like this. A lot of times it's just, hey, here's a bunch of text, like no pictures, no graphs, no nothing. But there are a lot in here, a lot. And they're very engaging. The information is such to where you could even, you know, talk to your child about it and show them an actual little graphic, you know, in the book. So I really appreciate that because I'm the type of person that if I open a book and it's just text after text after text, it just feels overwhelming to read. I can't just pick out the part that, you know, is very key to me if I'm in a hurry, and it's just not going to be something more than likely that I'm going to read cover to cover. But like with this book, I'm like, okay, I've read the chapters that I want. I need to make some time to actually, you know, do this from cover to cover, you know, so I really enjoyed it. There are even some recipes included in the book as well. Again, very good book visually, and the information is broken down to where it's very easily digestible and not overwhelming at all. Okay, so that is what I kind of like about, you know, like the structure of the book and everything. Now let me just talk to you real quick about some of the chapters that I particularly care about. Actually, you know what? No, before I do that, let me just talk with you a little bit about her background. She kind of has always wanted to be a doctor. And she said that she was kind of a child that was always, you know, she would have like, you know, a yearly flare up of illnesses typically when school would start. And that kind of always was in the back of her mind. So, when she went on to become a doctor, you know, she knew she wanted to work with kids, and she knew she wanted to work in an area of prevention. Like, how do I help people prevent, you know, help them help their kids prevent getting sick? And so I appreciate that because it's always much easier to be preventative than, you know, trying to go back and fix things. And we are so, so, so appreciative of the opportunity that we have as moms to kind of nurture our kids because they are developing still. Even though they are already outside of the womb, they are developing. And, you know, the nutrition that they get and all of these things as they're growing, as they're hitting their milestones, helps them to develop and grow into the best person that they can, right? So me as a nutritional health coach, I definitely appreciate the information here. Most of the information, in my opinion, as a nutritional health coach is spot on. There is one, or there may actually even be a more than one, topics or chapters on supplements. As you guys know, I have transitioned away from heavy supplementation. That means taking vitamins like all day, every day without really having a diagnosed reason to do that. So that is one part that in times past I would have, you know, been 100% gung-ho about. But now, as I've learned more on my education journey, I don't, you know, believe that it's in everyone's best interest anymore to just be taking supplements, just to take them without consulting a doctor. So, I mean, she is a doctor. And so she is, you know, sharing her profession, you know, her professional opinion, you know, with the supplements and everything. I believe she does also have her own brand of supplements. But again, that, you know, part is not so much for me. But yeah, she has got some great, you know, kind of recognition. You know, the director of, integrative medicine at the University of Arizona, you know, had a lot of great things to say about this book. And this is kind of like in the beginning of the book. Lots of other things, you know, that she's got, which is really nice. She even had someone from the National Geographic's Life is Best Medicine, you know, have some great things to say about that, as well as some of the founding members of the American Board of Integrative Medicine. Let's see, who else? Some other people like myself who are fitness experts and nutritional health coaches and things like that. So I very much appreciated that. And I feel that this overall is some great information here. Now, let me talk about some of the topics that I did really like. Chapter 2, which I have bookmarked here. It says, to understand illness, first, you have to understand inflammation. That is very true. And I think that there is not a lot of information out there, you know, for inflammation in the kids' pediatric space regarding common information. You know, you don't see as much a talk of inflammation on like the Instagram posts, you know, on Instagram. You mainly see, you know, the topic of inflammation being discussed on like, you know, Instagram pages that are more so for adults living with autoimmune issues, but it's not addressed as much in pediatrics. Probably, you know, just because, you know, things kind of take a while to manifest. And while kids are engaging in inflammatory diets at a very young age, those symptoms will often take years, sometimes for some kids to actually show up. So sometimes you don't see, you know, the effects until adulthood, you know. So again, I really enjoyed that chapter. She even has a little graphic here. It says inflammation and illness, chronic excess inflammation. And then she has on the other side, well-controlled inflammation. And it's a colored graphic, and it very well illustrates the point. It talks about a balance between, you know, helpful inflammatory responses, and kind of uses this glass of water with all the different types of inflammation as just an analogy, but it's a very helpful analogy. So I appreciate that. And then the graphic here goes on. It gives you like all of the kind of accumulated risks for inflammation. So it's got like food is pink, and that's 40% of our cup of inflammation. Then she's got environmental allergies, and that's 30%. She's got infectious disease, that's 20%. And then she has stress, you know, as 5%. Okay, so it is very good in that. Only thing is I would probably argue stress is like 20 to 40% of our daily cup of inflammation that we get just by simply living life. But again, that's just my opinion. So I definitely appreciate it. Chapter 2. Also, another one on page 37, she talks about leaky gut. And it talks about inflammation in the gut. And this is something that I think it's very important for moms to understand with our kids, is that some of the things like having trouble focusing, sleep disturbances, allergies, recurrent ear infections could all be because of leaky gut. Okay. And so if you don't know what leaky gut is, you know, there's some pretty good explanation given in the book, or you can even look that up online. But it does, you know, kind of say some of the symptoms, which are muscle cramps, constipation, a bright red ring around the anus. So again, this is nice to know, because unless you're, you know, a doctor, you're not going to know what a normal like butt looks like. So again, you know, she's seen lots of little kids' bottoms. And so she's been able to, you know, identify that as a symptom of leaky gut. So I very much appreciate that. And she even has a graphic and it's got a little girl and it's got like, you know, it shows the lungs and, you know, the how the bloating in the abdominal region can cause all of these issues. It also talks about food intolerances and weight gain. Okay. It then on the other side talks about people who do not have leaky gut. What you'll see is they are able to consistently sleep a full night. So, you know, our little ones. Good focus and energy, can breathe through the nose. They've got hydrated, healthy looking skin. And I'll tell y'all, one thing that I can always tell as a nutritional health coach is if people are at least doing a few of the things that they should be doing for optimum health, which are eating at least one fruit or veggie a day raw and drinking a lot of water and having moderate exercise, the skin has a glow and a luminosity to it. You can almost tell the people who do that and who don't. The people who have a lot of issues tend to have very dull skin. And I would not even say it's anything about the skin tone or anything like that. It's just, it's more reflective. It's more shiny. It usually has more oil to it. And that is something that I personally always look at. So with our little ones, they're brand new. They should be shiny. Your child should have like this little sheen to their skin, okay? When they're healthy, when they're hydrated, when they don't have leaky gut, okay? So again, she goes on to talk about healthy, optimal nutrient absorption, regular bowel movements, and muscles that work well, and they're able to keep up with other kids while playing. So those are some of the signs that your child does not have leaky gut. And what I shared before, you know, about all the other symptoms like nasal infections, allergies, mouth breathing, meltdowns even, is a sign, according to her graphic, of leaky gut illness. So very important, okay? So I very much enjoyed the chapter on leaky gut versus healthy gut. It is very good. And then she even has some very nice charts, guys, on food allergies, food sensitivities, celiac disease, and food intolerance. And it will tell you like what the reaction is. And it will even tell you like what is happening. So like here, she's talking about food intolerance. She talks about the type of reaction and then the cells involved, non-immune system, non-IgE medicated, cellular reaction. Even though these tissues seem similar to food allergies, most often the standard IgE food test results will be negative for cow's milk, even though it can be contributing to the inflammation. So again, she really does do a good job of breaking it down by the type of response you're getting based on the food, okay? The food trigger for inflammation in the body. So I am just like, hey, this is really good. I have a nice little cheat sheet that I could go to and figure out what's working. So again, it just does a really good job of talking about inflammation in our body. And that is under chapter 4 or 5 ways food triggers inflammation in our bodies. And I think it's so important to understand that early on for our kids' health. It's just a really, really good idea. She also does talk about going dairy-free in this book, which I do appreciate. Because sometimes a lot of pediatricians get a little bit nervous whenever you start eliminating like a category, you know, of for your diet. So I appreciated that. I am also dairy free. My children are dairy free, and I will say that, you know, a lot of the problems like allergies, you know, inflammation, ear infections, my kids have never, to this day, had an ear infection, you know, and my one is, you know, a big kid now, a little big kid. So, you know, I feel that it has worked for us. However, you do want to consult with a doctor before you do that. And you do want to make sure that your kid is getting lots of raw fruit and veggies in, and that you are also cooking with iodized salt if you are dairy free, because one of the issues that can happen if you remove milk from the diet early on is low iodine. And, you know, that's something you do have to be aware of. So, but most people are going to get, you know, their proper dosage of iodine without having milk. And for me and my family, the benefits of taking milk out of the diet have definitely outweighed the few risks associated with doing that. But, you know, me, I like to be fair and give, you know, unbiased information to the best of my ability. So I appreciate that as, you know, a pediatrician that she also, this is a way that she does share with people that they can also minimize their inflammation. Okay. So again, I really appreciate, you know, this book. I think that it is great because you're going to learn things as a mom, and you're going to learn things for your children. Of course, most of the information is presented for adults. And her whole thing with this is if your kids are happy and healthy, then you're going to be a happy and healthy mom as well, because guess what? You're going to have less issues, you know, to deal with your kids, you know, getting sick. So I really like this book, guys. Definitely give this one a go. You know, even if you don't get it at a discount store, you know, the price is not that bad. You can get it on Amazon and Walmart. And it's just that perfect mix of like informational book, textbook, and like fun all in one. So I really like it. She even has an appendix in the back that shows you like all of the different, calcium, dosages that you get from the foods that you eat. For example, right here, she says, vegetable calcium per 1 cup cooked unless otherwise specified. So collard greens is 265. Okay. So it's really nice because it like has lists and things that, you know, show you, hey, this is how much of this good thing is in something. This is how much of this is in something. Okay. So I really, really like it. She does a very good job of showing other ways that you can get things like calcium from fruits and veggies. Okay. So, again, just very, very, very great, great resource. Okay. All right, guys, there's so much in this book. I hope that you will give it a go. I've shared with you the places that you can get it. If you have any personal questions for me, behind the scenes, about, any chapter of the book or, you know, more on my 2 cents of the book, you know, give it a go. You can also, you know, reach out to the author directly. You know, a lot of people now are very much front facing with their publications and everything. So yeah, go ahead and give it a go. All right, ladies, as always, if you have not done so already, if you're listening on YouTube, go ahead and give me a follow here. And a subscribe and drop a comment below. I would definitely, definitely appreciate it, especially if maybe you've seen this book or you have this book, or you're interested in getting this book. Go ahead and drop your comment. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please subscribe there. That definitely is something that helps me out. So I would appreciate that. And if you're not already, go ahead and give me a follow on Instagram. I am there, and that's probably the easiest way to reach out and get in touch. All right, ladies, I want to thank you so much for listening to Work It Lady. Have a great day, and I will see you next time.
Generational trauma stops with your mama.